Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good evening and welcome to Prepare Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host. We're going to start talking tonight about supernatural manifestations just in general. When we are talking about, again, supernatural manifestations, we want to reinforce the difference between the supernatural realm and the spiritual realm. That what is going on in the supernatural realm, as a spirit being, if you've been born again, you've been reborn in your spirit, you have authority in the supernatural realm and over the supernatural realm. So the beings that exist in the supernatural realm are under your authority. So you and I have to learn how to exercise authority and regain our responsible position in and over the supernatural realm. To do that, we have to deal with our own misbeliefs and learn how the supernatural realm functions. We do this under God's direction, under his leading, under his timing, and according to his counsel, guidance, and teaching. If you have any desire to know how the supernatural realm works, or how the supernatural, your soulical senses function, that desire is a clue from God, is a signal from him that you are ready to be trained in that area. He is going to do the training. He is going to craft every circumstance and situation so that you can learn how the supernatural realm functions and how to rule and reign. One of the purposes he leads us into any training situation is so that we can be healed. As we approach this whole topic, we discover beliefs or misbeliefs and fears and wounds that may not have been able to be discovered, revealed, without approaching this subject. For many, approaching the supernatural realm is so foreign and may have even been preached against, and so we are often torn between the notion that this is something God wants us to do and the deeply instilled fear and caution and warning that is part of our personal history. And in doing that, we may find that our own beliefs about where we've gotten that idea, in other words, our confidence in those that have taught us, did they teach us right? And if they were wrong in this area, what other areas were they wrong in? Or finding out the weaknesses of our temperament. You know, one of the big fallacies of this whole area is that this is something that we should not be involved in because this is something God is going to take care of. That it is not our area because we can be deceived if we tread in those places that are only for angels and demons and other supernatural beings that there may be, that this is not our place, that this is where God takes, you know, God deals with this. Likewise, we don't want to be so consumed that we are distracted from the simplicity of what God is trying to teach us. That any teaching that we are receiving is so that we can learn to depend on God more. He knows what we need with a singular goal in mind. And if we keep that goal before us, we will be able to constantly come back. If we get distracted, you're going to get distracted. You're going to make mistakes. You're going to try things that's not going to work. And then you're going to try the same thing again and it will work. And it's going to get confusing and you're going to try to rely on your strengths and they're going to fail and your weaknesses are going to be exposed. And this is exactly what's supposed to happen. Because the goal that we want to keep in mind is that God wants us to be one here, spirit, soul, and body, here on this earth. For your soul to be joined to your spirit and your body to be joined to your soul. And it is these lies and the wounds that are keeping our soul from being joined to our spirit. So we allow him to take us to the specific situation that will expose a wound or a lie or a temperament issue, an area where we have built up flesh that he needs to remove. But we recognize, okay, this is my temperament, this is the way God made me, but I am not bound by it. I am not restricted to living according to my temperament because that's not who I am. That's a gift God gave me. Your temperament is a gift God gave you, but it is not you. Just as the body you have is a gift God gave you, but it is not you. So you appreciate it. You recognize the strengths and the weaknesses, and then you deal with it. You overcome them. You reign over them. There will be times when you will make choices to go specifically against or contrary to your temperament. And recognizing that your temperament, once it's stripped of flesh, which is again what God does, his job, but your temperament is neutral as far as God is concerned. He gave it to you. So he's not holding it against you or giving you credit for it. And so we need to stop patting ourselves on the back or blaming ourselves for the way God made us. Because that's only your soul. Just as how we are physically and the circumstances we were born into, that wasn't of our choosing either. So if we were born talented, or if we were born beautiful, or if we were born rich or poor, that wasn't anything we did. But we can recognize in the natural that we have responded to the circumstances we were born into, and we behaved in an upright manner. We responded in a way that overcame our circumstances, whether they were good or bad. By not letting our physical circumstances or our soulical circumstances stand in the way of what God is doing within us to bring us into oneness, that's our goal. So as he leads you into the supernatural realm to confront and hopefully to enjoy what he has in store for you, you can rest assured that the reason he has you approaching that particular situation or circumstance is to bring you into oneness, to bring you healing, to bring you into a greater enjoyment of his presence. It's not a test to see if you've learned what you were supposed to learn. Now, sometimes we will have those. We will have tests in the sense of, here's what you've learned, now apply it and see if it works. See how it works. It's not a test that we can fail in the sense that God will be disappointed. Instead, it's, okay, I tried this. Lord, the results weren't what I expected. What did I miss? Now, this is, again, an area that we can give as much attention to as we are able to, and God still will draw us more and more, our awareness more and more toward him. So we want to keep that in mind, that everything that goes on in the supernatural realm is completely and utterly under his control. The demonics, the angels, anything else that we may find is in there is completely and totally under his control. And guess what? If it's under his control and our spirit is one with him and he is in control, doesn't that mean that our spirit is in control? Not our soul, not our body, yet. But that's the challenge, isn't it? To be so one, to have our soul and spirit fused into that oneness, spirit, soul, and body, completely subsumed in God, and yet unique. that we too have and are exercising the authority and responsibility over what goes on in the supernatural realm. We don't even know if the supernatural realm extends beyond this earth existence, this time existence. I've got a lot of questions. And so we're not saying, okay, this is how this works. It's this is where we start. And let's see what happens. Let's see how this works for me, for you. And letting God be the God. He is the one who gets to say, this is, I'm much more interested in you receiving healing in this area by overcoming your fears of this area. Or having an explanation of the reason you're in bondage is because of this belief system that was passed down through your family. And it's fascinating that we have this idea of heaven. When you reach heaven, then you will have authority over angels. Don't you know you'll judge angels? And yet, we aren't even allowed to discuss that here on this earth. And I know that's not the case for everybody. We're all in a different place. We all have a different history. We've all learned something different. And that's great, because we're all going to want to bring it to the table and discuss and talk and put it before the Lord and ask Him. And we're going to get different answers. Because the goal is not to come into agreement. Our goal is to experience life, eternal life, now. So we want to start with just a brief discussion about characteristics of supernatural manifestations. Let's just start with the things we're very familiar with: miracles, signs, and wonders. We know that scriptures refer to a wide variety of ways that the Lord has made Himself known to us supernaturally. But rather than go through each one of those ways, let's just conclude that because God is Lord of all, there are no limits to the ways He can move in and upon His creation. And the supernatural realm is part of His creation. He created it. Now, of course, the enemy can duplicate many of the miracles, signs, and wonders. And even we ourselves often elevate circumstances and the natural to the sign level. Oh, it's a sign. You know, the phone rings at the right time. It's a sign. We'll delve into this subject a little deeper later. But for now, it's important to recognize that the signs and the wonders are to be witnesses to the truth that is being expressed and not something to be studied itself. The signs, the miracles, the wonders is that knocking. It's the drawing attention over here. But then when we get over there, we give our attention to God. So often, if we try to derive meaning out of the miracle, the sign, or the wonder, we will draw a wrong conclusion. Not always, but a lot of times. So it's imperative that we all learn to distinguish those manifestations that are to signify truth from those that are created to manipulate or confuse. Now, rather than creating some encyclopedia, a list, a guide of signs, wonders, and miracles that God has performed, we instead focus on God's character and his love for us. Again, coming back to why does he want us to learn to rule and reign? So that we can become one in him, spirit, soul, and body, through dependence on him. It's not just so we can know, but so we can experience eternal life. And the key to this is spending time with him. This is the spending that quiet time with him, meditation, waiting, cultivating quietness. That is your homework. The more time you spend studying, waiting on him, the more he sharpens your senses and quickens those senses, your solical senses. So the more time we spend with him, the more easily we recognize his activities and are able to distinguish his actions from the actions of other supernatural beings. And then the more we experience the supernatural and then begin to exercise our authority over the supernatural realm. Then we'll look at dreams, visions, and trances. We'll also look at some practical approaches to receiving and interpreting dreams and visions and trances. But for now, we want to settle for ourselves that these are indeed among the today's ways God reveals himself to us personally. These things do happen now. So we don't want to discount them, and we're not going to elevate them. God may choose to train you and teach you in one of these areas or another. The point being that he knows what you need, and he has specified personalized training just for you. So dreams and visions and trances and any other things going on in the supernatural realm are merely tools in our supernatural tool belt. And the Lord wants us to become handy with everything that he's made available. These can be copied by the devil and by our own solical power. But do we stop using $20 bills because there are counterfeit $20 bills out there? Absolutely not. We simply learn to find ways to distinguish between what is real and what merely appears to be real. Let me ask, have you ever seen a counterfeit $3 bill? No, because there are no real $3 bills. So if there's a counterfeit out there, isn't that proof that there's a real? Think about that. You don't see a counterfeit of something that doesn't exist. So your enemy is going to challenge you in ways that you will need to learn to take to the Lord and have your senses tuned. Let him teach you. He will prepare you and have you ready for anything that comes your way, even if it's having taught you how to depend on Him. Now, this is something we need to be aware of, that we often think that God's not going to put us in a situation. One of the misbeliefs we have is that God doesn't put us in a situation that we can't handle. Well, that is absolutely not true. He does it all the time. If we could handle every situation God puts us in, we wouldn't need Him. Now, just so we clarify this, the verse that people use, it's actually that God never tempts us beyond what we are able to bear. So let's not get that confused. It's important that we recognize that God is going to put us in a situation that we can't handle, for the express purpose of us being able to learn how to go to Him, how to let Him heal us, strengthen us, teach us, be the God through us. So there's going to be times when you won't know what to do. And then you won't know the meaning. And just accept that. And the Lord will bring to your memory, to your mind, to your senses, what is necessary at that time, what you need to know at that time, or not. And there may be the situation where you come through an experience or an encounter and you get nothing from it. You don't make any headway. You don't gain any understanding. And this is, again, those areas where we have to understand that things are going on below the surface that we don't know about, and that God keeps hidden from us with our spirit's full cooperation. God may explain it to you. He may not. You may never understand it in your soul, in your understanding, in this lifetime. But your spirit already does. Your spirit already has the answers to your questions. Your spirit already has everything that you need for life and godliness here on this earth. Again, He will have you ready. You don't need to have the understanding. If He wants you ready for something, you'll be ready for it. He loves you. This is not about meeting standards, that if you don't get ready, you won't be ready. If you don't fulfill a particular set of requirements, He is going to punish your family or this nation or the world. It's the end of the world's coming. If God wanted to do that, He would have done it a long time ago. We have a tendency to try to draw conclusions without all the facts. And most of the time, it is God Himself who is withholding the facts. First, because He wants us to seek them out, and also because He wants us to be acting independently of our understanding. That if He says, do this, we test it, and then we do it. That our motivation is not because we understand something, but because we are depending on Him and letting eternal life flow through us. Again, he knows where you're at, and he knows what you need. But by embracing the teaching, learning how the supernatural realm works, we embrace a whole another level of opportunity that is here on this earth for us to accomplish what he has set aside for each one of us to accomplish. So we will pick it up here next week. Until then, you can get in touch with me at diane@weCanPrepare.org. It's always good to hear from you. And it's good to know y'all are enjoying these podcasts. So until next week, have a good week coming up, and thanks for tuning in. This has been Diane Thomas of Prepare Radio. Have a great day.